Anybody say Winnie's or Wickers?
Yeah, a little difference in the way they call it Winnie. An old mule will bray.
Right. What about a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something? You say that's an old...
sitting hen. Mm-hmm. I slung one of them off yesterday and go right. Oh, start sitting again.
All right. What would be a general word you'd use to call all your feathered animals? Like if you got chickens or ducks or geese or... Guineas, you say you got a lot of.
Well, you just call them by that name, Redden. Turkeys, ducks, guineas, hens, chickens.
Or maybe fowl or.
Yeah, that's all of it's a fowl.
Let's see. Do you like to eat fried chicken?
Yeah. Pretty good. I'm not cranky about it.
You know, there's usually a piece that children like to get a hold of. So
they call it the mole. That's the thigh, you know.
Yeah.
They call that the mole piece.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the two bones on it that they like to pull apart?
No, you're thinking about the wing. Mm-hmm. Now.
They make a wish on it?
Well, there's a wish bone. That's the... The wish bone, I've seen... Children do that, people do that, you know. Whichever one will get the longest and the shortest and then marry first. Or
right.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Say,
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone, yeah. If it's getting kind of late in the day and the farmer hears his animals carrying on, they're getting hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's right on to
feed time. Time to tend to my cows and my mules and my horses and my hogs. I'm feed time.
What time of day was that usually?
It is usually pretty late, about sundown.
Mm-hmm.
Late.
Yeah.
Used to a day was from sun up to sundown. It's 8 hours stuff, it ain't been long.
What about if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere? If you had to, you're going to use them on a wagon and you had to put on their...
Harness.
They had to harness the horses?
Yeah, harness on.
How long would it take to do that to a horse?
Oh, just a minute. Just no time at all, hardly. First thing we do is put the bridle on him, put the collar on him. Next, parallel and hook him to the wagon in 2-3 minutes.
When you got some horses hitched to a wagon or to a plow, whatever, have you ever heard people refer to one of them as the lead horse?
Yeah. Well, that'd be the one on the left side, yeah. And when you had an ox team, you had a lead ox off out on it. If you had four yoke, four pairs, the lead head ox on the left side, you see, you walk left side of them to drive them. And the lead ox out there on your side, like he, you talk to him more than you did the whole bunch of the rest of them.
Is that right?
And you could talk to him and make him turn right back down on the other side. Or you could call him right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got him broke and trained.
I see. It's about this expression. Say you can find something. It's real common. You don't have to look for it in any special place. You say, well, you can find that just about.
Most anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if somebody slips and falls, and he falls that way, you say he fell.
Fell backwards.
Fell that way, he fell.
Fell forward. Forward. I appreciate it.
Where do they go?
They go to the river, I reckon, if they don't go to some of these people pond, and just passing the yard.